Hello, hello.
もしもし。
おはやる。
おすみ。
How is everybody doing? If you guys want to respond to me in real time, you can go ahead and click on the live stream link for my waiting rooms. Not my waiting room, but for my schedule, what it usually is. And you can comment on the live stream chat and I will see your comments right there. So if you are currently able to use it, say hoot hoot in the chat. I can see Milky, Pilsen, Fez, Squirrel, Infinity, Syntax, Anji, Alex, Odron, Rune. Welcome all of you guys to my first Twitter space in Japan, as I promised from my Donathon. Since we did hit that milestone, I promise I'll be doing a Twitter space every day while I'm here, at least. So today is considered day zero for me because I just landed, so I didn't really get to do much while I was here because it consisted mostly of me getting what I needed and getting a SIM card and getting train tickets and finding my way to where I'm supposed to be staying and then passing out because it was a long, long flight. Yeah, hi, Miri! We also have Exile. We also have Guy. We have Windstorm. Welcome, everybody. I hope you're having a lovely morning. I know it is probably around 10 in the morning for you in Eastern Daylight Time. Right now, it is currently 11:12 p.m. in Japan time. So I'm just about to go to sleep and wake up tomorrow. And I'll tell you about a little bit about my plans. So were my flight and travel all smooth? Yes. Actually, that was one of the better flights I've had lately because it's so weird. All of the flights that I've had in the past were extremely turbulent to the point that I swear I get almost a low-key panic attack. And this one was really smooth. There were barely any turbulences. There were probably like two really small turbulences, but it wasn't crazy turbulence that you couldn't stand up and go to the bathroom or anything like that. And it only lasted like 5 to 10 minutes. So, and the flight was so empty. You guys don't even know. I've never been on a flight that empty in my entire life. I got the whole freaking row to myself. And I was so lucky because I changed my seat last minute. Like, I already got to the airport with my boarding pass, with my ticket seat. But I was like, I don't want to sit in the aisle. I want to be able to sleep on a 14-hour flight. So I decided to change my seat to a window seat, and there was only one window seat left that was within my price, and it said that the seat that in that row someone had already occupied the aisle seat, but there was no one in the middle. So I was like, oh, at least there's space. So I go in and I sit down, and then I realize, oh, no one's coming. So I had the whole freaking row to myself, and guess what I did? I slept on it, and I slept goddamn well. It was the best flight ever. Honestly, it was really comfortable. I had my neck pillow. I had three airplane pillows that I could use to stack on top of each other. And what's great about it is that the TVs are kind of like facing you, so you can still watch TV while you're lying down on the airplane seat. So this is strats. I basically was on a business class without paying a business class fee. So yeah, so I'll tell you a little bit about the embarrassing things in family, Milky. I'm just going to tell you how my day kind of unraveled from when I got off my flight. So Syntax says that they've only gotten an empty row once, and it was the height of COVID, so there was literally no one on board. I was actually very shocked, very, very shocked that there was nobody there. Most of the people on this flight were actually doing it as a connecting flight. They weren't doing it as a direct flight, so it's very interesting. And ever since I was at the academy, I have a preference that I really do not like plain food, especially if it comes with like meats, because they make it way too salty. I don't trust airplane meats. I don't trust airplane meals. You don't really have an option. So there's one thing that you can do to always get a good option, and it can never really go wrong, which is to switch your diet option to either a vegetarian or vegan option, depending on what you feel like. I always go for the vegetarian option, or the Asian vegetarian option. And I've not had a bad meal, and every single time. And the best part about choosing a special meal on the plane is that they serve you first. So if you're hungry, you get served. I get like 15 to 30 minutes ahead of all the other people. You get your own special meal. I had like this nice Indian curry with chickpeas and vegetables. It was a very well-balanced meal, very aromatic, flavorful. So I know, you know the strats. So it's next time you go on a flight, if you don't mind eating a vegetarian meal, there's also lacto-ovo-vegetarian and all of those type of different vegetarian things, and gluten-free diets and stuff like that. So it's really, really, really cool. Apparently food in the higher altitude tastes different, which is why, yeah. So yeah, they do season it a lot more. So you have to be really careful about what you eat. I can never finish my airplane food, but they always include a bread and a butter. And I was eating like the Indian curry, and there was just like randomly some low-fat plain yogurt sitting there. But I'm like, there's nothing to put on top of it. There's no like sugar or honey or fruit or anything. Then I realized that low-fat plain yogurt was supposed to be for the Indian curry, because you usually add yogurt, like a yogurt dressing to the curry. So I added the yogurt to the curry, and it tasted really good. Tasted really bomb. Yeah. Hi, Takikoma. Welcome, welcome. If I'm not broke to fly, I still take note of this. That's true. It's usually for the international long-haul flights. Because it was a 14-hour flight, we got two full meals and two snacks. The snack, I got like just the really typical gluten-free blueberry muffin. So yeah, plain, stop, Rune, plain yogurt. That's a crazy pun. That actually worked out really well. So essentially, I got off the plane and it was really uneventful. I was very hot though, because I was wearing lots of layers, and where I was coming from was relatively cold. But then when I landed in Tokyo, holy crap, it was like 24 degrees Celsius. What the heck? So hot. And I was wearing layers, and I brought a down jacket as well, like a small down jacket, because I thought it was going to be cold. And I asked my friends who live in Japan, they're like, yeah, it just suddenly became really hot for some reason. It's not usually like this, because the last time I traveled to Japan in 2018 during this time, it was way colder than I expected. I had brought almost borderline summer clothes, and I was freezing to death. But now I brought what I consider spring clothes, and I'm sweating. So anyways, it is pretty warm, especially if you're wearing like sweaters and things during this weather. Everybody's like covered up at this point, but I brought a lot of stuff, because I did bring my new MacBook with me. Yes, I did buy Thong, or will be called Thong. We'll have a temporary name for it before I call it Thong. I'll just call it Thing. Thang. So this is my Thang. I have a Thang here. This is my new MacBook Pro Thang. It hasn't graduated to become a Thong yet, but it is a Thang. And no, it's Thang, not Thong. Thang. Not yet Thong. It's a Thang. Yeah, so I'll be able to stream here, actually. And look forward to that. I'll probably do a little bit of that tomorrow night with you guys. Or, yes, tomorrow night. So it'll be early morning for you guys. So unfortunately, since the time difference is kind of weird here, all my streams are going to be probably around 10 a.m.-ish, 11 a.m.-ish for you guys. So it depends on how late I want to want to stay up and stuff. We will reach that goal someday. Exactly. Is it 5K? Then I'll call it a thong. And then I'll buy a thong. So, yeah, it's super humid as well. So it's 24 hours, super humid, really sunny day. It's just, I feel like it's summer already. And because I have a lot of stuff, I brought in 2 luggages, a duffel bag, and a backpack. 1 big luggage, 1 small luggage, checked both of those in, got my backpack and a duffel. Because the reason why I have so many bags is because I was actually bringing a lot of stuff from where I live to my friends in Japan, because I have academy friends, I have family friends, I have childhood friends, I have streamer friends, all who all live in Japan or are in Japan right now for vacation, studying, or working. And they asked me, I asked them, you know, what do you want me to bring you from the States? So one of my best friends asked me to bring her some Trader Joe's baking mixes, because they don't have Trader Joe's here, obviously, and the baking mixes here are quite limited and different, obviously. So I got her a bunch of Trader Joe baking mixes. And then one of my friends from the academy, when I lived in Italy, I met her. She now lives here, and she asked me to bring her cinnamon gum. So I bought her Trident and Icebreaker cinnamon gums, because they don't have that here in Japan, and she really, really misses it. And I know Trader Joe's has all the good stuff. And then I was also, because I used to room together with my best friend who lives in Japan now. She left a lot of her stuff at my place when she moved back to Japan. So I actually brought all her stuff with her: books, letters, clothes, pillowcases. So all the stuff she essentially left with me, I brought back in my luggage. And the books took up, I want to say, like half of my luggage. So that's why it was really heavy. But now when I give back my things, my luggages are going to be super duper empty. So that's what I'm looking forward to. Yeah. Oh no, I didn't get the big red gum. I just got whatever I could find at the CVS. Yeah. Smuggling goodies. I know, I really, really, you know, it's a really long flight and it's a once in a lifetime opportunity. So I really want to make sure I bring everything, more than what I need, you know. There's no such thing as bringing too much stuff, right, on vacation. Always be prepared. That's my motto. I always bring way too much stuff. I honestly think I brought way too many clothes, but I do have a laundry machine in my apartment, and it's very convenient. It's right next to walking distance to, like, convenience stores, the train stations, and all of that. Mm-hmm. Right, I'm gonna keep it super duper empty for those JP souvenirs, like the cosplay I'm gonna buy. Oh, by the way, that vote for the cosplay you guys wanted me to pick out, it looks like Kaguya-sama is actually winning. I was shocked because people really wanted me to buy Misaka Mikoto cosplay, but for some reason Kaguya-sama's in the lead. People are really into that daddy daddy do, hey. No. I didn't bring a laundry machine, but they have everything. They in this apart, this Airbnb that I got, this apartment, they even have a foot massager in the closet. I was like, there's 2 different type of feet massagers in here. I'm like, wow, they really know my feet are going to be cranky. So they put a foot massager. Sorry, daddy. I think at one point it was a 3-tie. It's a very close tie. So I'm going to keep it up for a while. But by the end of, like, I want to say like 3 or 4 days, I'm going to have to make my decision soon, because I'm going to be leaving Tokyo on Wednesday. So next Wednesday, I'm actually flying to the south and doing kind of like short trips to a bunch of different prefectures in the south with Fuyumi for like, I want to say like 2 weeks, and then I'll come back to Tokyo for a day and then fly home. So that gives me plenty of time to meet up with my friends, with Fuyu, with Lua, and my schoolmates, my friends, catch up with them, go to fun cafes, relax, walk around, practice my Japanese, all of that. Do you like curry? I suggest Hinoya curry. There's one in Akiba. Oh, yeah. So if you guys have any recommendations for good places to go check out and eat, I have been to Tokyo a lot. Like, I want to say I've been to Tokyo at least 5 or 6 times in my life, if not more. So I've explored it, a pretty good chunk of it already. I've been to a lot of places in, like, touristy areas. So don't comment touristy areas. Don't tell me to go to freaking Asakusa Shrine or Harajuku, Takeshita Street. Don't. Tokyo Tower, no. Skytree, already been there. I've been everywhere. So I'm just trying to do, like, off the beaten path kind of stuff. I think I'm mostly going to be in, like, Odaiba and stuff like that because there's Team Labs there. So I really want to go see that. There's a lot of really fun attractions. I'm going to Disney Sea. I'm going to like a big lookout point. Yeah, it's gonna be really exciting. But I don't want it to be too packed. I want there to just be like one main activity a day and not like 5 million activities a day, because I want to just take my time, you know, wake up late, maybe go to like a Don Quixote in the morning, go grab a coffee, go grab some lunch, go shopping, and then go to my whatever attraction I need to, and then come back home and relax. So, I've been to Shinjuku, I've been to Shibuya, I've been to Ueno, I've been to every prefecture in Tokyo, essentially. I stayed here for a really long time a while back, and I've been on exchange programs here when I was at the academy. So, that's why I decided not to stay here for too long, and I wanted to explore the South. But the reason why I'm staying here for a while is because I'm meeting up with a lot of people. Every day, I'm meeting up with a different person. So, and actually, multiple days, I'm meeting up with the same people. So, it's like, every single day, I have something to do. So, I'm going to be very, 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 very busy. I actually didn't even have enough time to visit everyone I wanted and everything I wanted here in Tokyo, like the Ghibli Museum or USJ. But till next time, there's always next time. Yeah, I'm hanging out on the weekend. We're gonna be doing a stream together soon, offline collab stream. We're gonna be singing some karaoke and stuff. Yeah, don't go back to all the touristy places, but you have to go to the Skytree at least once more. What do you mean to plant the flag of the night owlet? Okay, to be fair, I do want to go back to Skytree just because I love the shopping there. Skytree is super, and there's a cold stone there, and I really want to go to that cold stone for some reason. That's the first thing I think about when I think about Tokyo Skytree, is the cold stone creamery that I went to when I was there. So random. It opens pretty late too. Like, I appreciate how late they were open, and I was just getting some Cold Stone Creamery ice cream, and the people were like doing their fancy like song, blah 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 blah, flip the ice cream, and they were singing some cute jingle in front of me, and I was like, woo! And we were like the only ones there. Yeah, you buy the Cold Stone over here. Like, yeah, everything here has awesome flavors. It's so funny because I was lining up for immigration. And it was a really, really long line. And I couldn't help but overhear some tourists coming to Japan for the first time. And they were talking to each other, and one of them was saying to the other, oh, yeah, well, you know what? We gotta try the KFC here. That's definitely something we gotta go do. And they're like, and the other guy was like, yeah, yeah, for sure. We can't miss it. And then the other guy's like, yeah, it's so crazy how, like, you know, like, the KFC is such a big thing here in Japan. Isn't it, like, a big Christmas thing? And he's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then they kind of trailed off. And I was like, oh, yay, foreigners coming to Japan to eat their KFC. What an experience. I love it. I love how they just came from America to come to Japan to eat KFC. So, makes sense. Makes sense. Yeah, 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 yeah. So I'm really excited. I'm really, really excited. But continuing on with what happened. So I got to my accommodation and I took a taxi there just because I had a lot of luggage. And I didn't realize it was a walk up. So I literally had to drag four giant ass pieces of luggage up three floors. And I'm so tired. I'm just glad that I am a relatively strong owl, because I feel like if you were just at, like, if you were tired or you don't work out a lot, you were definitely going to be struggling, because I actually know the exact weight of my luggages. So my big one is exactly 50 pounds. My small one is about 24 pounds. My duffel is about like 20 pounds. And so is my backpack. So it's like 20, 20, 25, and then 50. And I just lugged all of those up, like, was it 50? Yeah, like stairs. Or was it 20? It was like 24 kilos, 25 kilos, something like that. 55 pounds. I don't even know. It was very heavy. That's all I know. It can be done. But no one was there to help me. I was like, and then I opened the door and just like the freaking kitchen is so tiny that I can barely even fit my luggage inside. So there's no living room. It's a kitchen space that's just connected to a bedroom and a bathroom. And the bathroom is honestly bigger than the kitchen. I want to say the bathroom is like as big as my bedroom. But, you know, I'm not complaining. I need that bathroom space. It's very important. I don't care about the kitchen because I'm not going to be eating there much anyway. So, yeah, the most important part is the bedroom and the bathroom. There's like no dining table, but it's not like I'm inviting friends over here anyway. So I got to my apartment. I took a shower because I was so stinky from my 14-hour flight. I realized that I didn't bring the right charger, the converter charger. So I didn't have anything to charge my phone with. I only had my portable charger. So I knew I was going to be screwed. I was going to try and go to the Don Quixote tomorrow to go and get one. But I just went to the Family Mart. That's like about 5-10 minutes away. To get, and I found some charging ports there, and I found one that had like two USB cables, so it was perfect. So luckily I was able to find one for tonight, or else I wouldn't be able to charge my phone. Yeah, I brought the wrong one. Anyways, I'm fine now, though. I have a good one. I have a good one. But I'm going to go to Don Quixote in the morning. I don't know which one I want to go to yet. There's so many around the area. I've been to pretty much all of them. I've been to the Don Quixote in Akihabara. I've even been to the Don Quixote in... I went to the one in Osaka. And I rode the little Ferris wheel. Because in the Don Quixote in Osaka has, like, if you go by the Bund, like the river, it's right by there. And they have, like, this little tiny Ferris wheel on the outside of the store. And my friend and I rode that. And you get to see like the whole bun from up there. It's like a 10-minute ride, but it's actually really cute. Okay, but now how does this relate to the embarrassing part of Family Mart? So like, it was not super embarrassing, but I was trying my best to talk like a local, right? So I was practicing my Japanese, you know, when I was in a taxi with a taxi driver, you know, I'd be like, you know, like, oh, arigato gozaimashita, and like, you know, he was talking about how heavy my freaking luggage was. He was like, oh, omoi desu ne? And I was like, so desu yo. Omoi. Omoi desu. And it was like, what? He thinks it's heavy because, well, he's like a pretty short, like, old guy. So I was trying to help him carry my luggage out. So I went to the Family Mart because I was hungry. So that's where I plan to get my food. So I just stocked up on some coffee, some water. I got a sandwich. I got an onigiri. I got some yogurt. I got ice, and I got some decaf teas. And so I bring all my stuff to the cashier, and now Japanese like convenience store cashiers are confusing. There's a lot of stuff going on around there. like on the side there was like the fried chicken and the croquet and stuff. I was like, nah, I was not gonna bother ordering that. I knew you had to pay for a bag, but I didn't really know what he was saying because he was saying it so fast. And I was gonna pay by credit card, but you know how they have like a blue little, like in Japan, they always put their money on like a little silicone mat, kind of like a blue mat, so that you're not like just handing it directly to their hand. It's more like you put it on the mat and then they give the mat back to you. So I thought I would put my credit card on the mat and they would swipe my credit card for me, like in the United States. Like sometimes they take the credit card for you and instead of you like swiping it, well, sometimes you swipe it in the front. I forgot. I didn't know there was a credit card machine in the front. So when I realized that there was a credit card machine in the front, I was like, oh shit. So I took my card and then he said something like blah, blah, blah. I think he said something like, do you want a bag? And I said, yes. And then so he gave me a bag and then I paid. And then the thing is, he only gave me one bag and the bag there's like different sizes. You can get a 3 yen bag, which is a small bag, a 4 yen bag, which is a medium bag, and a 5 yen bag, which is a big bag, the biggest one they have. So he gave me a 5 yen bag, which is the biggest one that still wasn't able to fit all my stuff. It's not that big. OK, it's just a regular. A 5 yen bag is a regular shopping bag size that you would get in like CVS or something. Okay. Like it's not that big. Everything in Japan is small. Like a small bag is what you would put like snacks in, like 3 snacks in a bottle of water. So he put in all this, he put in half my stuff in there and then he just like stopped. And then like half of my other stuff was still on the counter and he was just like standing there. And I was like, what's going on? And I was like, is he expecting me to like carry the rest of the loose items? I don't have a bag on me. I just brought my purse. Like I need plastic bags. So he was like, he looked at me for like a good 30 seconds. He was like, you want another bag? And I was like, oh yes. And then but at first I didn't understand. Like I thought he already included the prices of the bag in my payment. So then he was like, okay, it's another. I didn't understand what he was saying because I was just like so confused. And I was like, what? And I had to like speak English. I was like, sorry, say it again. Like, sorry, what? Like 3 yen? He was like, yes. In Japanese, he didn't speak any English. And he was like, yes, you need to pay another 3 yen for the bag. So then I was like, I don't have cash on me. I'm going to pay with my card. So he charged 3 yen to my card. So I tapped it. I was just like, whoa, here we go. There you go. 3 yen. And then the receipt just printed out and I just like stared at him and then he was like, oh fuck. Now he knows I'm now he knows I'm a foreigner. Let's get out of here. So then I run out of the store and I never come back. And I was just like, I didn't have to ask. And then I run out. Yeah. I didn't bring my cash. Okay, I have a travel credit card, so I don't get any transaction fees. I only brought like a small lot of cash just in case some places don't accept card, but most places do accept card. So you might be surprised there are places where people are encouraged to speak Japanese. Well, I tried my best and I think I was just a little bit shy just because I'm not super confident in it yet. And when I talk like really, really quiet. Like it was more like when he was like the cashier guy was like, "Ai, arigato gozaimashita." I was like, "Arigato gozaimashita." And then I left. I was very close. Arigato gozaimashita. So he wouldn't hear me. I didn't want him to hear that I had an accent if I had an accent or whatever. So I'm shy, okay? I'm very shy here. I'm getting reverse culture shock. Or I'm just getting culture shock, not reverse culture shock. I'm not from Japan. I'm just getting straight up culture shock. Yeah, so I have to not ever go back there again. Maybe not at this specific time so that I don't see that specific worker. But then again, I couldn't really tell what he looked like because they were all wearing masks, so I can't really. But I caught his name. I was looking at his name tag. His name was Nageki. I'm not gonna see Nageki again. I was looking at his name tag. I was reading the hiragana. So his name was Nageki. So let's just never bump into Nageki, the Family Mart cashier guy, ever again. In the area that I live in. So I'm just gonna go to the 7-Eleven and the Lawson. That's literally right next to the Family Mart, because there's like an area where it just has a Lawson, a 7-Eleven, and a Family Mart all within the same vicinity. But I wanted to go to the Family Mart because it was bigger, because the other ones were really small. So I was like, no, I'm not going back to the Family Mart. What? His name is not Nage. I don't even know what his real name is, okay? There's probably a million Nagekis in Japan. I've never even heard of the name Nageki. Do you know anyone called Nageki? I was shocked. I was like, this is like Nageki from that one anime that I watched. Is there an anime character called Nageki? Wait a minute. There is. Nageki. Negi? Negima? Wait. Nageki. I'm trying to figure this out. Oh my god, wait. Oh! Wait, what is this? Is green hair? Who's this? Nageki no... Nage... Ah, Nageki no Soma! What if I do the same thing in 7-Eleven? Well, now I'll know exactly. First of all, I will bring a bag so that I don't have to get plastic bags ever again, because that is embarrassing. I'm never going to ask for a plastic bag again. Plus, I'll save money. And two, I'll know exactly what to say. So, you don't even know which Family Mart I went to and which Nageki I went to, okay? How are you? Hey, Nageki. If you're out there and you understand what I'm talking about, I'm sorry, but why didn't you put the rest of my stuff in a bag? Like, were you expecting me to just lug, like, the other 10 pieces of small items that I bought in my hands when I had nothing on me except a tiny purse? Not like, Nageki, please use your common sense, sir. When I asked for a bag, I meant I needed a bag for my stuff, not half my stuff. Did you think that I had another bag with me and I just needed one? So you pack half my groceries in one bag and you just leave the others to just sit on the counter and me figure out what to do with them? I was just like shocked. I was like, you are not going to give me another bag, sir? Ugh. It's not a common name. Yeah. Yes! It's from Hatoful! It's my boyfriend! That's what I remember! Yes, it's the green-haired guy, the library man! Oh my god, it's my Nageki from... That's where I know it from! Because I played Hatoful boyfriend as the green-haired guy, the library boy, who's invisible to everybody. And somehow, for some reason, lives in the library and is, like, depressed all the time. Yes! Yes. I found the real life Nageki. Nageki found it strange. Thought you had a Keikaku. You did not have a Keikaku. Well, you know, at least for the first 5 minutes of our interaction, it seemed like I was doing pretty well. Okay, he wasn't judging me. But the thing is, if he was judging me, I was also judging him. Because he didn't pack all my groceries in the bag. So, one reason why I'm never going back to that Family Mart is because they do not know how to pack groceries. So, no offense, Nageki, but I'll give your like rating, customer service rating, like 3 out of 5. I say 3 out of 5 because one, you were actually not that bad looking, and two, you were like okay, you were nice. But 3, please pack all my groceries in a bag next time. Thank you. And that's all I had to say. I just ran out of there and walked right back home and like was like, I'm never going back there. I was like, oh, blah, 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 blah. I was like swearing on my way home. I was like under my breath. Why is it so hard to ask for plastic bags in a convenience store here? Why do I have to embarrass myself? Anyways, and that's all I have to say about what I did today. And that's it. Pretty much I'm ready to hit the hay. Just maybe binge some Criminal Minds before I go to bed, because Criminal Minds is like my favorite show. And and I have a really, really cool surprise for you guys soon during one of my streams with Lua. So during my offline collab with Lua, I do have a big surprise. I'm not going to tell you what it is exactly, but you guys are going to really, really enjoy it. It's going to be a lot of fun. Yeah. Hey, I judge people by their customers. I work as a nurse. Okay, we do one of the hardest customer service industries. We are one of the hardest customer service industries you could ever be in, because your customers are sick and swearing at your face every day. Though to be fair, I wouldn't ever want to work in like retail, because Moya, my little sister, used to work at a Macy's, and she told me how extremely rude people are and how dumb some customers are and how they'll try to scam you and return things even though it was like a fake. So like somebody bought a pair of Nike shoes and then they try to return a fake pair of Nike shoes, or not even the same type of Nike shoes, and you could tell because they were old and worn out. So I respect people in the retail, restaurant, you know, food and beverage, hotel. I respect you guys just as much, because I understand. I have family members who work in the hotel industry. I know the abuse they go through. I had one family member literally got beaten up by drunk hotel patrons who came back from the bar, and they were causing like a huge disruption kind of in the hallways. So then my family member, who was the manager, like walked over to them to tell them to like stop. And they went. They didn't care. It was just like three drunk dudes, and they like went at him and started punching him. And so he started punching them back. And then he showed me the video on the CCTV. And I was like, oh, damn, it's like a real fist fight happening right here. And so I saw the video of them just like fighting each other in the hallway. So I really appreciate all of you guys in the service industry. You guys work very, very hard, and I'm very proud of you. You deserve all the love and kindness in the world, because you serve everyone with love and kindness, I hope. So, don't give up. Don't give up. I hope you get to rest well real soon. I know some customers are weird. Tell me about it. I mean, in my line of work. But I'm sure there are even crazier people out there. So... Mm-hmm. So anyways, I'm going to keep this Twitter space a little short. Tomorrow I'm meeting up with my school friends, so you probably won't hear from me until I get back home, pretty late at night in my time, so early morning your time. But tomorrow's kind of just like explore the neighborhood, maybe go for a nice run in the park, go down the river, I don't know. Just try to not be conspicuous, because that's my biggest fear, is that I stand out too much, because like everyone is so like quiet and like to themselves here, and I don't want to be like a big presence. I want to kind of tone down my aura, like bring it in. I don't want people to notice me, please. Let me hide myself behind a veil. That's why I bought a cap, a hat, so I can cover my face so that people don't see me if I embarrass myself. Because I feel like I'm going to embarrass myself a lot here while I'm in Japan. And yeah, by the way, are these space streams going to be around this time going forward, or just whenever you feel like it? Honestly, whenever I feel like it. Sometimes it might even be out in the street. It might even be while I'm out shopping somewhere, although I really should not tell you where I am because those who live in Japan can literally find me and I will dox myself. But I will tell you what I did when I come back. Actually, I shouldn't go out and tell you what I'm doing because then you'd find me. What I'll do is I'll come back home and then I'll do a recount. I'll do a recap. These are kind of like travel diaries. And then, you know, it benefits me as well because I'm recording all of these. So it's really nice to have something like this every night after I do something in Tokyo or whatever place I'm in. And then I can listen back to this later when in the future when I want to relive all of these lovely events if I ever forget about them. So it's going to be great. It's going to be amazing. And I'm so excited to share all the funny stories, all the fun stories, funny stories, sad stories, crazy stories that I might encounter while I'm here. And I'm sure I will, because my life is always a roller coaster, as you know. But for now, I just want to relax and finally get some snoozies and just relish in the fact that I'm in freaking Japan. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. It's Japan. Everything is anime. Thank you so much. Not everything is anime. Oh my god, guess what? Because of the region, Netflix is now the Japan Netflix. They have like every anime here on Netflix in Japan. I need to catch up because they have Oshinoko. They have Oshinoko on Netflix here. Like the first thing that opened up when I clicked Netflix on the regional Japanese Wi-Fi, the first thing that popped up was Oshinoko, new episode out now. And I was like, oh my god! Oshinoko. I know, I'm going to get all the anime before you guys even do. Although I don't know if they're going to have subtitles, but I feel like Netflix subtitles things pretty quickly. But it's just going to be out. They're all like in good quality here in our Netflix. So I'm excited to see what other anime is airing on Netflix here. And they also have Disney Plus here. Because everything on Hulu in the States is like on Disney Plus here in like Asia, apparently. Because they don't have a Hulu in Asia. They have Disney Plus. So all the shows that would be in Hulu are on Disney Plus. But what's great about Disney Plus is, one, they don't have ads. And two, now it's like all of your favorite shows are in one. So now I can finally watch Criminal Minds with no stupid Hulu ads because I'm in Japan. Can you believe that that's the only reason why I don't get ads is because I'm in another country? Even though I pay the same subscription service and all of that, I should just live here forever. Then I won't ever have to watch stupid ads on Hulu ever again. God damn it. I hate ads so much. You never know what's on the road, but you know that already. The first 20-30 minutes weren't comfy, but the end made it worth it. Oh, yeah. Right. Disney Plus serves as a hub for Hulu in some countries where the latter is not available. Exactly. So I'm glad because Disney Plus has no ads. So I'm going to do my Criminal Minds binge-a-thon tonight and then wake up. It's just about to hit midnight, which is perfect timing. I'm so excited to walk around Tokyo. I brought all these really, really cute clothes and jewelry and necklaces and sweaters and shoes. And I'm excited to look super cute and go shopping and buy some super cute clothes and buy lots of really fun souvenirs for everybody. I think I might do some partial souvenir shopping at the Donki here, but I have to be strategic about it because the tax refund here for foreigners only applies if you spend over 20,000 yen, I think, and it's only on certain products. So last time I was here in Japan, I went to Don Quixote. I bought a shit ton of things, but for some reason, like more than half of the stuff, like not half of the stuff, but maybe like four or five items didn't qualify for the tax rebate because I don't know. It's just, I guess it's just not in the category. But all I remember was that this toothbrush that I bought was one of them. So if you want to buy a toothbrush in Japan, you're not going to get your tax back for it. fun fact. So I'm going to buy all those like flavored Kit Kats. My coworkers are so excited for me to bring back lots of goodies for them. I told them I'd bring them so many goodies from Japan. They were all super excited for me. I kept telling them, I'm going to Japan soon. They're like, whoa, that's so cool. And it's so funny because like most of them have never left the country before. So they're like very in awe, like, wow, what, just such a strange place that you're going to, Afi. Like, why Japan out of all the places? And, you know, I could go into a deeper story to them about that, but I just say that I really like the country and I have all my best friends from the academy are there. So the main reason that I'm going to Japan is because I want to catch up with my best friend who lives here and my academy mates who are all here. And then for some reason, all my VTuber friends are here at the same time as well. So why not? Why not just do all of it at the same time? Very convenient, right? No, I think it was all toothbrushes. Yeah. I wonder if there's owl goodies you can find. Maybe you can get some cute owl accessories. I would love that. I would love to get like a cute owl plushie or like a Rowlet plushie. Though I know those are hard to find. Because Fuyumi was trying to find a Rowlet plushie everywhere, but she couldn't find them because they're either always sold out or they don't sell them. So maybe Fuyu and I are going to go around and try to find matching Rowlet plushies because we're both going to. I really want to get a Rowlet plushie. So if we find one, it'll be really nice. Okay, anyways, thank you so much for listening again. I'm going to hit the hay. Remember, I'm doing this every day, so don't worry if you guys didn't get to catch this live in the very beginning. I'm going to be streaming around the same time tomorrow, just because I'm going to try and get back to my apartment before like the trains close, because it would be very inconvenient for me to have to take a taxi back to my apartment again, but... around this time, hopefully I could do a little quick, even if it's just 10 to 15 minutes, even when I'm just really tired. I'd love to do a little, another audio log. And this will be recorded. So when I end this Twitter session, this Twitter space, you guys can go back and listen to everything that I said in the beginning. And yeah, thank you so much, guys. I'm glad that I... made it all the way here, and in part because of you guys. Honestly, I'm so glad I made so many friends within the VTubing community. I'm so lucky that I have friends like Fuyu and Lua who are all willing to take care of me while I'm here. And just so blessed. The VTubing community is full of lots of kind people if you just look in the right places. So one day I hope more of my friends can come meet me one day, or I can go meet more of my friends one day. This is just the start of a really, really, really big adventure for me, because I plan on visiting as many of my VTuber friends as I possibly can with whatever I can do, with how much I can do, like, yeah, with the time I have, essentially. So what more than to spend time in your favorite place with your favorite people. Just next time I do have to bring some more of my favorite people with me, because there are a lot of friends that I wish I could go to Japan with who weren't able to make it this time. So if you're out there, I want to bring everybody to Japan with me, even Unite Outlets. But this is kind of like a surrogate for that. So even though you're not in Japan right now, just imagine that you are in Japan with me right now in some way, because I'm going to bring the experience to you, at least with just some really scuff like Twitter spaces and some streams maybe for fun. And I could tell you guys what I bought and what chips there are. It's going to be so yummy. Mm-hmm. Family reunion? I don't know. Hopefully one day you get to visit the Refract Lady too. Yeah, I'm actually planning to go to Aussie land next year. And then I can visit the girls there. We could do like a big reunion in Australia, because I think that's the easiest place for us all to reunite. We could do like a big Australian outback adventure from the Refract season one. Australian, Refract Down Under. That's what we'll name our little escapade. Refract Down Under. Thanks for bringing the family party to news. Of course, of course. More convenience store experiences to come. And all the fun, wholesome stories. All right. I hope you guys enjoyed this Twitter space. Let me know if there's anything else that I could do or improve with these kind of talks. If you want me to talk about other things, if you think I should talk less about some things, let me know. Feel free to ask as many questions as you want about my trip on this post, and I will do my best to reply to all the comments as much as I can. I just got here. It hasn't even been 12 hours since I've arrived here, so I haven't really done much. But as the days go, I can't wait to update you guys on how much I do. And yeah, I will see you guys tomorrow, hopefully around the same time. And everybody, please have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your morning and afternoon and evening wherever you are in this beautiful goddamn hootin' world. I love you all, my beautiful night outlets, and I'll see you guys soon. Have a wonderful night. Well, for those in this time zone. All right, this is Athena Nightingale signing off from Tokyo, Japan. Aosumi!